Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ninam Hang Sing. Chief Secretary Naglen Sentiyangar Imchan chaired a meeting on effective implementation of Solid Waste Management Rules 2026 in Kohima yesterday. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Imchan underscored the critical importance of sustainable solid waste management, emphasizing that adherence to the provisions of the rules is not optional, but a statutory mandate. He directed all departments to ensure strict compliance. Mr. Imchan further asked the departments to develop a comprehensive roadmap and time-bound action plans in coordination with district administrations, urban local bodies and rural local bodies and communities. Reiterating the seriousness of the matter, the Chief Secretary cautioned that failure to comply with the rules and directions of the Supreme Court will have serious legal repercussions for the state. Principal Secretary Forest and Climate Change and Parliamentary Affairs Waiki Keto Sema also emphasized on public awareness, segregation at source, convergence, interdepartmental coordination, timely compliance of the court order and active collaboration at all levels to ensure effective planning, execution and monitoring of Solid Waste Management Rules 2026. Governor of Nagaland Nandkishore Yadav has greeted the Ao community on the occasion of Matsur Festival. In a message, the governor expressed hope that the celebration would strengthen the bonds of unity, preserve the rich cultural heritage and promote harmony among all communities. The Ao community celebrated Matsu Festival at Chuchu Imlang Village in Mokokchung District yesterday with vibrant festivity and cultural reverence. Traditionally dedicated to honoring the gods of nature and seeking blessings for a bountiful harvest, this year's celebration served as a powerful platform for cultural exchange and a call for political solidarity. Addressing the gathering as the chief guest, Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton paid tribute to Ao pioneers such as P. Shilu Ao, Dr. T. Ao and Dr. S. C. Jamir, acknowledging their monumental contributions to Naga society, Christianity, politics and sports. Underscoring the urgency of the Naga political issue, the Deputy Chief Minister reminded the public that the current opposition-less government was specifically formed to expedite a solution. He made a clarion call to tribal leaders, civil society organizations and Naga political groups to unite. Mr. Paton further appealed to church leaders to sensitize their members against election violence and to champion the cause of clean elections. Addressing the gathering as a special guest advised to the Chief Minister, Abu Mehta, stressed the vital importance of preserving, protecting and promoting Naga culture in a changing world. Minister for Higher Education and Tourism Temujin Imnalong graced the inaugural program of the two-day Matsur Kam Mini Hornbill Festival at Longpa Yimsen Village under Mokokchung District yesterday. Speaking at the celebration, Mr. Along said that the fusion of faith and culture is indispensable. Stating that the present generation is losing the culture of hard work, he called upon the people to come back to their roots and continue to derive strength from their tradition and culture. Emphasizing that Matsur being the festival for seeking blessings for bountiful harvest, the minister said that the festival should be a new beginning with a new vision for the people. Kohima District Administration will enforce temporary closure of National Highway 2 tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. to facilitate the recovery of an ill-fated truck which fell into the Kehoru River. According to an order issued by Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Hanok Buchum, the affected section lies between Jakhama and Visama villages and it will remain closed to all forms of vehicular traffic. Commuters have been advised to use an alternative route via Visama to Kidima to Chakabama during the closure period to avoid inconvenience. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The Met Department also stated that heavy rainfall will prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.